The Sioux locks have been around since 1855, with the largest of the locks built around 1970. That's the pole lock, the only one that super carriers, so-called thousand-footers, can use to get from the lower Great Lakes to Lake Superior. Duluth Port Authority's Captain Ray Skelton says the pole lock isn't enough.
Should something happen to it, bear in mind that lock opened in 1970, 65% of our carrying capacity would be held up. So the concept of that second larger lock does two things. Number one, gives us the capacity to get away from these traffic jams that occur at the pole. And in addition to that, if they had to dewater the pole sometime during the season, we'd still have access for our wide-beam ships.
Skelton says 65% of the lock would be built with federal money. The rest will come from the eight Great Lakes states. The total is expected to be $225 million. Michigan, New York, and Pennsylvania have committed money to the new lock. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mike Simonson.